if you are a regular listener to this radio program, and if so, God bless you. Thank you so much. I mean, I barely can stand me, so I appreciate, I really do, each and every person that we have listening. Which reminds me, I have not continued that practice I tried to start last week of calling people wishing them happy birthday, because the first day went so poorly.
Yeah.
I have been busy, but I could have made some time, and I've decided not to, because it was such a jarring experience to have people tell me to go F myself.
Hang up on you.
Yeah. But if you are listening every day, thank you. Yeah. I certainly appreciate that. So if you are listening every day, you've heard us talk about how we have had to replace three tires on a car that we purchased last summer, mm-hmm. and we have... Well, a little while ago, downsized to just one car, our primary mode of transportation. Both of us have been somewhat unhappy with this car because it is so sensitive. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a high-performance car. It's a beautiful car.
It's not pretty.
Not a cheap car.
It's pretty, not practical.
But it is not an everyday car. And yes. It's really the kind of car that needs to be on a nice blacktop. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't do well on the roads with the potholes and the handling is not great. Of course, on the ice, forget it.
Right.
So everything about this car is just, it's great on a summer day on vacation, not for every day. It doesn't have a huge trunk. I mean, it's got everything wrong.
No, and also, especially with the kids here, it was just a nightmare to try to get everyone in and out of the car. I mean, it's just impossible.
Yeah, and it's a two-door car, so it's hard to get them in and out that way, too, and they just don't understand the... You got to pull the seat down. Don't try and jump over. Don't try and crawl over the seat like a spider monkey. And I'm also too big for the car.
Yeah.
So we call it the baby car. So anyhow, I decided I would go and see if I can get myself a price on replacing the car. So I did a little car shopping over the past couple of days here. And what I've learned about myself is that I don't fit in any cars. I don't fit in any cars.
No.
It's either the steering wheel is too low or there's not enough leg space or the seat doesn't go back far enough. And yes, I understand that I'm a big fellow, but I'm also tall.
You are,
and so
yes.
I guess I have broad shoulders because I'm telling you, like, I'm trying to get the seatbelt and I'm banging my arm against the door. And I'm... You know what you're looking at right here? A caddy daddy.
Caddy daddy.
Maybe. I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
We'll see. But we do need to figure that out because the place we bought the car, they called. They wanted me to come in this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we're ready to make a purchase just yet. And the price quote was disappointing. You know what? You go on those sites like the Kelley Blue Book and you type in your car and they ask you these questions and you want to be honest about it. And you say, well, yeah, my car, maybe it's not in excellent condition. So you type in very good condition and it gives you a price. You're like, it's got to be worth more than that. Then you go back and put excellent. It's the same price.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's always less than you think it's going to be.
It is.
And then you go to that guy and he gives you another $4,000 less than you thought it was going to be. So I don't know if they're trying to screw you or if that's just what they're willing to pay these days.
One of those things, again, you got to go and shop around. You got to say, well, this guy was going to give me this. Are you going to match it? Because if not, I'm going to go back here. Yeah, and they will. They do.
I'll tell you what would be a great business, if it isn't already, is to be a person who goes and car shops for people. You know how they have personal shoppers?
That would be great. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And I know they have people for the hoity-toity that go to like Louis Vuitton and Burberry and all of that, and they buy stuff for you, the personal shoppers. This would be a great thing.
That is a great idea, because buying a car is even once you pick it out and you have the paperwork, everything you have to do is such a long process.
Yeah. If you could make it economical, like an accountant, you know, where the average person could go and do it, that would take so
that's
much.
That's a great idea.
And you think about it, it's like you get a realtor for a house, which is the second biggest purchase of your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've spent all this money on a car, you might as well take a little bit of the stress out of it. You're welcome. I'm coming up with an idea. I should go on Shark Tank. Okay. Pitch this to Mark Cuban. Coming up with ideas here, baby. But we got to figure that out. So.
Yes, we do.
And it probably won't be a caddy.
No, probably not.
Can you imagine all the time you'd spend at a dealer trying to weasel a car out of them? And then to do that at 8 million other dealers?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean, haven't that be your job where this is all you
do?
Well, I would think you'd start to build relationships, you know?
Sure.
So maybe it'd put you at a disadvantage because then they'd see you coming and know, ah, here.
I would love that job, actually. I love to shop around like that. And I'll argue with you all day.
Yeah.
So, I think I would be really good at doing that.
Yeah, you would just demoralize and crush souls.
Yeah.
Just, like, just get this woman out of here.
I love it.
For the love of God, get her out of here. Give her whatever she wants. Good morning, America. All ships at sea. Points north, south, east, and west. Welcome to Thursday, April the 6th, 2023. 6:14 in the morning. Big Show is now on the radio everywhere. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning on 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. Anywhere on the free Boss app. And boy, do we have a busy one for you today. Tipsy or toddler today. Of course, we've lined up some great phone callers, as we do every Thursday, who have prepared little stories. And they try and fool us. They try and trick us.
Yes.
Figure out whether this crazy, outlandish thing happened to them when they were a little kid that just didn't know any better. That was just learning how life goes. Or when they were drunk.
Right.
Speaking of which... It is day number two of Uncle Ross bringing us booze at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So thank you for the fireball shots. We're not going to do them right now, but we certainly appreciate the gift giving.
Well,
it'll get you everywhere.
For later.
Maybe for after the program.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I'm not sure we're going to... We'll be tipsy like a toddler if we do it right now. That'd be a poor choice.
Uh-huh.
I have email confirmation that Joseph P. Nolan will be checking in with a live report from Florida.
Oh, that's exciting. Yes. That's exciting.
I don't know if he'll actually pick up, but he tells me to call a little after 7. He said he should be having his coffee overlooking the bay because he's in Key West right now.
Yes.
So we'll see if he actually picks up. We'll do He Said.
She Said.
At 7:50, we'll do the birthdays, the Fast Five. We'll do Mom Confessions about 7:20. Look at this. 7:20-ish, we'll open up the Boss ticket window. So between 7:50 and 7:20, go see 107.1 The Boss presents Collective Soul at the Vogel, Basie Center for the Arts in Red Bank. Today is a one-day only. Free ticket Thursday to go see the Eagles at the Prudential Center. Last chance tickets for tomorrow night.
That's awesome.
Big tour with the Eagles. I'll tell you, I think it's the best time. If you saw the Eagles when they were brand new,
yeah,
you know, I think it's a better time to see them now because they get Vince Gill in the band.
Really? The country singer?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He replaced Glenn Frey in the band.
Wow. Oh, that's fun.
I think
he's great.
One of the best singers there is.
Yeah.
I'm not a big country guy, but I'll tell you what a beautiful voice that guy
has
got.
He does. He really does.
Yeah, I have not seen them live, but I have seen some clips, and he just sounds great with Don Henley doing some of those songs. They do the whole Hotel California album.
Wow.
Then they do all the hits. So no filler. I remember the Eagles, one of those bands people used to complain. They go, what are these songs? I never play the hits. So they're playing the hits. Last chance tickets, and you'll have 3 chances to win them today. We'll do it at 9. We'll do it again at 1. We'll do it at 5. So 3 chances to win. It's an Eagles free ticket Thursday. Oh, yeah. And free money. Fire up the free money machine this morning. Get you up to $500 cash and qualify you for $5,000 from Jersey's free money station. 107.1 The Boss. So just a couple of the things we have prepared for this morning. Speaking of our staffers, members of our team, got a phone call yesterday from Mike. He's a guy that runs the campus radio station over at Rutgers. And he had a question about our friend Mark Chernoff.
Yes.
Mike is the guy that called. Mark Chernoff is
yes.
The guy who's on our staff, who just did the sports a minute ago. He is being honored. They're going to do their first ever Rutgers Radio Alumni Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
And Mr. Chernoff, round of applause for Mr. Chernoff.
Wow.
Will be one of the,
that's awesome.
One of the first inductees into that Hall of Fame. So just wanted to give a little shout out. We'll give you more as that comes. You know, maybe we'll put out a little press release for
him. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so happy. And the guy calls up and goes, by the way, what's he doing working there? Like, what's that supposed to mean? He's like, I don't know. I know he's in New York and left there after a while. What's he doing working for you? So I was like, you know what? I really don't know. But we're
grateful.
But we're great. We're glad he is. Because we love Mark, and congratulations. If anybody deserves to be honored with something, it's certainly Chernoff. I mean, he's done it all. He's seen it all. He's been everywhere.
Yeah.
He's definitely the guy. Me, on the other hand, not in...
I was waiting for it. I was waiting.
Wow. Not in any Radio Hall of Fame. Ross, are you in... You must be in something.
No, I'm
nothing?
Not.
What about, like, the Georgia...
No.
Georgia Tech Hall of Fame. You're
no.
Alma mater. No, really?
Sorry.
See?
Well, see, that's... this is terrible. I mean, more so than myself and maybe even Mark. Ross ought to be in something.
Yeah, we should nominate him then.
I don't know. We're going
to
find out.
That's how that works. You have to be nominated.
I was in jail one time.
Yeah.
But that's a whole
other
story.
Different kind of Hall of Fame.
We're going to find an organization willing to accept this man, but I don't know.
Maybe we make our own Wall of Fame. We just put it up here.
I think it would be nice as you walk in the building for there to be pictures of all of the hosts on the wall. Some places,
that'd be cool.
Some places do that.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be neat.
There is a Hall of Fame where I grew up, and a lot of the people that I know and that Joe knows run the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And I was telling Nolan this, and he says, who's in it? And I told him, he says, yeah, they just don't like you. That's what it is. They know you. They just don't like you. That's what that is. So, time right now for the CBB. We do this every morning at 6:20 and about 8:35. We hear from local businesses, community groups, organizations, charities, putting on fun events, looking to make a difference. Also, our boss roadies always on the move in our cool-looking boss vans, plural. You know we're a cool radio station. We have not one but 2 station vehicles.
We do.
Work for a lot of places where they get 1 broken-down van.
Yeah.
You
know? It's true.
It's also owned by a landscaper and a paint company, and the radio station gets it. But we've got 2, so man. We cover it all right here. If you have an event you'd like us to share, we'd be glad to do it. 732-774-4444. If you'd like to text, if that's easy. If it's easier for you to message us on Facebook, just do that. Just search at 1071 The Boss, and we should pop right up on Facebook. And gosh, if you haven't liked our page yet, come on. We need you. We'll follow you back. You can also get us at 1071theboss.com. Email us here where there is a complete list of station and community events. Van Dusen's going to be out with those aforementioned Boss Roadies, Nissan City of Red Bank. Last chance tickets to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band in the Boss Party Suite, the official Boss Party Suite at the Prudential Center on April 14th. You can enter to win those tickets. Plus, you'll have some passes for you to see Adam Sandler also coming to the Prue the night before April 13th. That's all going on. You got to be present to win. Enter right there at Nissan City of Red Bank starting at noon on Saturday. He will be live. The Great Red Bank Egg Hunt
That's going on Saturday right through downtown Red Bank. Starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at participating locations throughout the downtown area there. There'll be stuffed eggs, you know, those little plastic eggs. Yes. They put chocolates and God knows what else in there. Including special prize tokens.
That's exciting.
Sometimes grandma would put a little dollar bill in there.
Oh, yeah.
They get these little tokens that they've created from the different merchants.
We do that with the kid, but they sometimes get the golden egg. And you got to put like a 10 spot or a 20 spot in the big golden egg if they can find it.
I mean, I guess a 20 maybe at the max, but
yeah.
I think they have unrealistic expectations both of the bunny and of the tooth fairy. He's like, what is that, about a thousand spot? No. What is this, Caesar's Casino? It's not $1,000. It's a tooth fairy.
Grayson will argue with you. He'll say inflation.
Yeah, I know he will. He knows just enough to be able to hold an argument. Then you find yourself losing to a 7-year-old.
Yes.
You know? It's like, all right. The Easter Bunny will be there, too, downtown Red Bank. All are welcome. It's redbanklive.com for the info. Got a big event for the ladies going on Saturday. They call it the Event for Women from 7 to 11, Mac Records and Electronics. They'll have vendors, companies owned by female entrepreneurs. They'll have women DJs and a whole lot more. It's Women's Event Asbury Park on Facebook for the details. So that's a good thing.
That's great.
And Jersey Shore Restaurant Week begins on the 21st and runs through the end of the month. Three-course meals, choice of appetizer, entree, dessert, set price at tons of participating restaurants. Get a complete list and find out reservation availability. JerseyShoreRestaurantWeek.com. They say check it out now and sign up now to avoid disappointment, missing out on the whole thing. And there you go. Just a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Are you ready? Are you excited? Are you pumped? You're here on a Thursday. It's a thirsty Thursday. You know it's time for Tipsy or Toddler. It's become a little Thursday tradition. We line up phone callers. Each of them has got an outlandishly crazy story. Mm-hmm. The question is, did this happen to them when they were tipsy or when they were a toddler? So when they were drunk or when they were a little kid? We give you a little bit of a pass when you're a little kid. You don't know any better. Things just kind of happen to you when you're a kid.
Sure.
I suppose things do happen to you when you're drunk, but that's your fault.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that would not be the case.
Uh-huh.
And hence, a tradition in broadcasting has begun, tipsy or toddler. All right, let's start on line number one. This is Aaron.
I said a curse word on the DJ microphone at a wedding and got in serious trouble.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody to the dance floor. Get on back, you Oh, my God. Aaron's been drinking. Actually, I think she's a little kid.
I think she's tipsy.
Yep.
I think she's tipsy.
I
do. Yeah. Right.
I said that like you were agreeing with me, but you were not.
I was not. I think there was an open bar and she was drinking and she grabbed the mic.
Yeah, you guys. Aaron, what happened?
I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old. I'm at my aunt's wedding and the DJ thought it would be cute to get me on the mic. So he asked me if I'm having a good time and I'm like, yeah, it's great. My new uncle is so cool. And, like, the crowd is cheering. They're eating me up. They love it. And then the DJ asked me if I think the food is good. And I said into the microphone that it tasted like and chicken fingers instead. And my mom was mortified. But, like, everybody was dying laughing. So I said I was a hit.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I would have started laughing. Would you start laughing if Grayson did that? I'd laugh. I think it's hysterical. It was like the time he farted in the movie theater. It was funny.
That was also mortifying.
Complete silence and... It's funny.
No, I don't think I would think it was...
It
depends on whose wedding it was, I suppose.
It depends on the wedding.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Tipsy Your Toddler, and here's Curtis on line two.
I hit a girl on a jet ski in the head with a golf ball.
Wow.
What?
Hit a girl in the head with a golf ball while riding a jet ski, or she was on a jet ski and you're playing golf?
I'm going to say you were tipsy.
I'm going to say tipsy as well.
So I was a little kid, and I used to hit golf balls into the waterway behind our house, and I really got a hold of one that soared over the mangroves. And so all of a sudden I hear screaming, and then a guy came riding up, and he chewed me out something terrible. I mean, if I was an adult, beat my ass, no question.
Oh, wow,
and aren't you fancy living? I'm hitting golf balls on the back lawn overlooking the ocean here in Lavalette. Yes. Aren't you fancy? Here's Lauren.
I decided right before my aunt and uncle's wedding that I was going to give myself bangs. So I took some kitchen scissors started chopping away at my hair.
By the way, that's a text message, the Boss Text Connect, 774-4444.
Voice message.
Little voice memo.
You were a little kid.
I think she was a little
kid. I hope you were a little kid.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to change my answer and say drunk.
I was a little kid.
Okay.
And thankfully, my mom is a hairdresser. Oh. Was a hairdresser. So she was able to do a style and fix it to where you couldn't see it. So thankfully, it didn't show because that would have been some bad wedding pictures because I was the flower girl.
Oh, wow. Have to get you a little tiara. Yep. Just stick it in the front there.
She's got a 908 number. I don't know what town she's from, but there's Lauren on the Boss Text Connect. How about Renee? It's line three.
So I flooded the toilet at Chuck E. Cheese after going number two.
Little kid.
No, you know what? I think it's set up to be a little kid, but it's not because they do serve beer at Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. I'm going tipsy.
You and a rat got drunk?
Yep.
I was a little kid at a birthday party, and I didn't want to go because a boy that I had a crush on was there as well.
Of course.
And I tried to hold it, but I just could not. And apparently, I used way too much toilet paper.
Oh.
All I remember was panicking, and I saw the water and the remnants of the bowl rising.
Oh, no.
And then I ran into the boy that I had a crush on right outside the bathroom. So yeah, I was so flustered, and at that moment, some other kid yelled out, "Oh, someone clogged the bathroom!"
And
it's still my lowest moment to this day.
Yeah,
that's another little trick that Lolo likes to pull is using a half a roll of toilet paper for really no reason.
I had to go buy a snake for the toilet. That's how awful she is with this. I don't get it. But that is mortifying to do in public.
You got
to
make it a threefer, okay? Sometimes a fourfer. Because it depends.
Too much toilet paper.
Let me give you the rules. I mean, I know no one's going to tell you this, but Uncle Robbie's going to tell you this, okay?
Okay.
If you got a big enough piece of business to do, you might need to do it in two stages, okay?
Gross.
And then
you can leave it there. You could leave it there.
If you're in a public restroom or you're at a house that is not your own, you got to put paper around the seat, so then that's flush number two or three.
All right.
Then you got to clean, and it might be two or three flushes to, so you might be up to five to six total flushes. Better to flush that many times than to have a problem like she's describing there. Would you not agree?
Thank you for that lesson. Thank you.
I am here to help.
Thanks.
All right. Well, I think we'll end on that note. That's how it happens. Tipsy or toddler. Maybe Joe picks up here. Maybe not. At least he's not going to voicemail.
Yeah, that's true.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, we just wanted to check in and see how you are, you know?
Oh, all right, fine.
By the way, I tried you on Monday. I was going to just surprise you, and it went right to voicemail. So I don't know if you were...
Yeah, well, yeah, that's because I had the phone shut off. Plus, I have you blocked normally. So.
See, that's... I knew that was the case.
Yeah.
I had a feeling that it was blocked.
Well. No, it is absolutely gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. 82, 83 degrees. Beautiful, beautiful blue skies. A couple of puffy, white puffy clouds. And like Bill Evans used to say, azure blue skies. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Mm. Oh, good. I'm glad you're getting good weather down there.
Yeah, I'm sitting up here on my little veranda. The palm trees are swaying out there. A little bit of a right on the I guess a cove would be probably the best way to describe it. And you know, there've been manatees out there and pelicans and all kinds of stuff you don't see up in Jersey.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm sure you're just dying to come back and cover what's happening on the Turnpike.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, I'm glad you're having a good time. How was Publix, by the way?
Yeah.
You know what? There is nothing better than Publix.
I was telling everybody on Monday morning that you were texting me pictures of that wine bag they give you for free.
There is nothing ever, you know, I mean, I even forget how just the potato salad is ambrosia.
Did you get a pub sub?
I got a, oh, wow. Go on, stop. I got that, and then I got potato salad, and what else did we get? Oh my gosh, it just went through the whole place, and anytime, anywhere there was a Publix brand to buy instead of just, you know, whatever, you know,
yeah.
I loved the Publix brand. Oh, it was great. Oh, it's just a great place. Well, I wish they'd open in New Jersey. I'm surprised they haven't, you know?
Well, they might now.
I don't think they go farther than, like, Atlanta. I think it's a southern thing, you know?
No, they're in the Carolinas. I know that.
Oh, all right.
Because my son Brad lives outside of Charlotte. He has one near him. But But it's just the best. I sent you a picture of it, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got it or not.
Yeah, I did. I saw the pictures from Publix. I was like, you think he sent me pictures of the beach or something? I'm getting pictures of his Target bag. I mean, his Publix bag. So it's kind of
very
a funny
exciting.
Thing.
Oh,
wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
You go in because you can get beer and wine in the supermarket stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
So you go in, and I got 2 or 3 bottles of wine, 4 bottles of wine, and they give you a wine bag.
For free?
Mm-hmm. For free.
No 30 cents for the bag?
Nothing. And there are plastic bags. You don't have to bring your own bags.
You got
to
bring some of those back for me, Joe.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you know what I should ask you? Your luggage made it there, right? Unlike last vacation last year?
No problem.
Oh, good.
That's all right. That's because we flew the friendly skies. There were no problems at all. Everything was first rate, bammo, right in there, right off. Came right off the plane, picked it right up. It wasn't stolen. It wasn't lost.
Beautiful.
And you know, they're actually, you know, United employees around the baggage area.
Well, good. I'm glad that worked out for you. Excellent.
No, that was great. Plane was a big, you know, it was a Friday night out of Newark. It was 30 minutes late leaving gig. You know, that's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
that's standard operating procedure at Newark.
Yeah, that's on time. So, oh, and that new Terminal A is gorgeous. You're right.
Yeah, I told you.
Oh, my God.
Good stuff in there.
What a beautiful spot. Oh, my God. You walk in there and it's like, this is Newark Airport? My goodness.
Yeah, it almost looks like a mall or something. There's like food courts everywhere and like little chairs. They're like lounge chairs that you can lay in. It's so nice.
Did you, the gate across from us, there were like 6 lounge chairs.
Yeah. Yeah, you put your feet up and everything, I swear.
Wow.
They're very nice.
And there were these kids jumping, mothers over there taking pictures of them in the lounge chairs.
like it's Action Park.
Yeah, there's something wrong here.
A couple of quick piece of business before I let you get back to your vacation here. I like the other day, Joe texted something. He went, by the way, you should be so proud of what a great job you're doing, blah, blah, blah. And I said something like, well, I don't know. I wish the stream, and he goes, complain, complain, complain. And that just made me laugh. That was great. So thank you for that little confidence booster.
Yeah, no worries. That's all right. You know,
here's the 2 other pieces of business here. Ross says to tell you that he's having a really good time doing the traffic. He's surprised how much he enjoys it. So if you don't want to come back, he's fine.
Hey, don't tempt me.
So that's a message from Ross. And yes. And I'm not making this up. Yesterday, Michelle was late for work again because of 195. The one day you're gone, when you don't warn her about 195, she's 15 minutes late for the show. It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, like I said, maybe she should start leaving 15 minutes earlier.
That'd be the thought, but
you'd think.
All right.
Anyway, no, it is. I'm just sitting at this beautiful breeze ball, and it's just so nice down here. And they have a Publix. There's nothing else that you need.
And this has been Joe Nolan for visitflorida.com. Click today. So there you go. Happy Easter. Love to you and Marianne. All right.
Love
we'll
you,
see
Joe.
You Tuesday.
Thanks, guys. Yep, we'll see you on Tuesday.
All right, buddy. Bye.
All right.
He goes, I see manatees and pelicans. Joe wouldn't know a manatee if it ran into his face. I mean, that's ridiculous. Oh, yeah, I see all the marine life. What are you talking about? He was making that up. I don't believe that for a second.
I just love the Florida thing. Anybody who's in Florida, lives in Florida, visiting Florida, the first thing they say, oh, it's so, the weather here is beautiful. I'm like, well, it's rainy and crappy here.
But that's later. Okay. It'll be nice here soon enough. We got one guy. Who's the guy texting in and says he likes Ross's laugh better than Joe's laugh? Says it makes him laugh?
Yeah, I don't know that it's, there's no name on here, but
just
it's a 4815 that said, Ross's laugh sounds like Ed McMahon on the Johnny Carson show. He may even be funnier than Nolan.
Look at that.
Uh-oh.
We love Uncle Ross.
We do.
And, yes. And the lucky thing is, Ross has his own show. You don't need us. Mm-hmm. He's on every Saturday and Sunday.
There you go.
As you mentioned, except this Sunday, because it's a holiday and he has to be with his mother-in-law.
So. No comment.
All right. Thanks, Joe. We miss you. And we love you too, Ross. Let me say we go ahead and take a look at the socials. Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
We do this every morning, 7:20, 9:20 or so. We hear from moms, occasionally from dads. Sometimes moms get a lot going on. Or moms remembering back when their kids were little. Grandmoms, mm-hmm. We hear from them all. That's what the hashtag is for. We search it, so please use it. Hashtag mom. Confessions just like these.
Tanya McNally said, being a parent involves washing everyone else's sheets, making everyone else's bed, then passing out on your bare mattress with a goldfish cracker stuck on your forehead.
On your bare mattress? Man, that's like a crime scene.
Well, anytime you got to wash the bedding, it takes forever. Forever. And then the kids have bunk beds, so I totally understand where she's coming from, because changing the sheets and putting them back on bunk beds, like having to crawl up on the top of the bunk bed, I just want to die every time.
Sometimes I think we should just hire cleaning people or something.
To have someone come in and do it.
I mean, it's like $50 to have someone
it's
come in.
It's not like you're so wrong.
I know a guy, you know him too, my friend Sky Walker, as someone comes in, she does everything for him for $50.
Okay, well, let's find this one person, because I don't know what they would do in your house for just $50. Would you clean someone else's house for $50?
I think if you're just changing the sheets, throwing in a load of clothes and vacuuming, it's about $50. I'm not saying we have to have a Jeeves, but...
If I could just have someone come in and change the kids' bunk beds, that would be great. Or I can make them do it themselves, I suppose, but that's just too much to ask.
Can't you hire a teenager to do this sort of thing? You hire teenagers to babysit, to shovel your driveway. Can't you get them to change the sheets for you?
I don't know.
Hey, you're looking to make a quick 20? Come on in.
So much work, though.
Grab the fabric softener and let's go.
Patrick May said, I'm not scared of my teenage daughter's mood swings, but sometimes I do give her a piece of chocolate just so she'll be nice to me.
I'm afraid of all you people, you and the kids. I'm afraid of all of your mood swings.
Ridiculous.
All of you terrify me.
At Maddie Caddy said, my five-year-old was standing in front of the mirror wearing plastic heels and a purse. I told her she looked so cute, and she looked at me like she's better than me and said, I'm rich. Okay, then.
I tell you, last time I was standing in front of the mirror wearing heels, it was not the reaction I got from Michelle. She's a little concerned about the situation, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
You don't need heels. You're tall enough.
But boy, the pumps look so good on me. You just don't even know. Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Send one in. You might hear yours right here. I want to say thanks to the Blue Claws. Had us out to the stadium in Lakewood yesterday. Had a little spread out for media day.
Yes.
So thank you very much for the hospitality. We took some pictures of the new and improved excitement they got. That's really a great deal for baseball.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's no Yankees. So. What did Nolan say?
Sure.
You would think that you would just fake it, you know, so people didn't realize you're a numbskull that likes Boston. But no, I will not. I'm authentic. This is who I am.
Uh-huh.
But I'll go see the Blue Claws all day. That was a beautiful stadium.
The minor league games are really fun to watch.
Yeah.
I know it's not college, but I prefer college sports over professional sports. And I kind of think the minor leagues still have that fun of the college sports while being obviously a little bit more professional.
You like college football. You don't care about anything else.
Well, college sports in general, I still think are more fun. Yeah. Baseball, soccer, whatever, than professional, because they're still in it for the love of the game, and that's what I love about sports.
Yeah, it's a good deal, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
A good kielbasa. We got pictures on our Robbie and Rochelle socials if you want to check those out. We're always there for you, or at the Robbie and Rochelle morning page, 1071theboss.com, where you get all episodes of the podcast on demand, or find it wherever you, yes, you, get your podcast. All right, time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories, thought you needed to know, be in the know, number five to number one. We start at number five and count down today. Number five, here's a little dumb crook news on a Thursday for you. Police in Phoenix, Arizona, looking for three suspects accused of stealing one of those massive red spoons that get out in front of the big Dairy Queen locations. This is an officer from the Phoenix Police Department giving out information. The suspect's on the loose with the stolen giant red spoon.
This is a very unusual case that involves a giant spoon. He's seen cutting the spoon from its holded area, grabbing the spoon and walking off and loading it into the trailer of his truck.
I was going to say, he must have a pretty big vehicle to be able to make off with a giant spoon. The thing has got to be at least, I don't know, 20 feet tall? 15 feet tall?
What is he doing with the giant? Is he also going to steal a giant bowl and have like cereal? Or what are you doing with this spoon?
That's a good question. I wonder where they're storing it. You'd think.
Right. You can't store it in plain sight because people would know who stole it.
Yeah. But
seriously, what are you doing with
that? And he's there in Phoenix, which is a major city, so you figure there's cameras around everywhere. So it must be pretty easy to spot the guy with the big red spoon on it. The trailer hitched to his truck, but amazingly, the Phoenix PD baffled in seeking the public's help to find his spoon.
Spoon thief.
He's spooning. Number four, people are mocking a woman. She's called the TikTok Karen. You thought you'd seen Karens on TikTok, but you've not yet seen the TikTok Karen. She's freaking out because somebody stopped her in a parking lot and said, excuse me, ma'am.
Uh-oh.
I'm literally shaking. I am alone with my son, by myself, a woman, and a male approached me in a parking lot. He's, excuse me, miss, I don't know why in the hell he was approaching me or what he was trying to do. And I mean, he was probably 30 feet from me when he said, excuse me, ma'am. And I turned around and I literally yelled at him and I said, do not approach me. No male should ever approach a woman in a parking lot.
Her name is Danielle Mitchell. And I got to tell you, there are people like this. These are the same people that are in the car by themselves, yeah, wearing the masks and the gloves and all of that stuff because they're so afraid to leave the house. You should not be going to the mall. I mean, these people, I hate to be mean, but I mean, that's a mental instability right there, that you're that frightened of other humans, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, if the guy's charging at her, sure, or if he has
or
a weapon.
Or if he was following you in the store and sure, then followed you out to the parking sure, lot. Sure, I do think
but maybe you dropped your phone or something. The guy's like, excuse me, ma'am, you dropped your right, phone, or are you leaving? I'd like your parking space. I mean, calm down. Yeah. And he's 30 feet away.
I do understand the fear, especially if you have your kids with you or something, of something happening. I do understand that fear. But the guy didn't really do anything except say, excuse me. So I understand why they're calling her.
And if you're going to speak to someone you don't know in public, that's a very polite way to say.
Sure.
Hey, excuse me. He says, pardon me, ma'am. I mean, that's very polite.
He was in her face. He didn't shut her door. He didn't do, I don't know the whole story. We're just hearing her side, but 30 feet away from somebody is pretty far.
Pretty far.
That's pretty far.
These are people, they should not leave the house because something is very wrong here, don't you think?
TikTok Karen.
She is the official TikTok Karen. Good God almighty. Stay away from Macy's. Number three, Chris Hemsworth. Found out last year, you remember this story, that he's at high risk for Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
So now he's making moves to put the brakes on his career. He says he has two movies he's still making this year. He's already finished two since he got the diagnosis. Said after that, he's not sure he's going to do any movies, at least for some time. So, man, this is the dream guy. Big, tall, handsome, talented, and he'll forget everything after a while.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
Rochelle's like, yes, you did marry me. And your will does give me all your millions. Yes. And then I move right over to Liam after I'm done with you.
That's horrible, but that was funny.
But also, I do like where your head's at, big fella. I do like where your head's at. He doesn't know that he's going to get, he's just at high risk.
He's at That's high another risk, thing. Yeah.
I would make all the movies, get all the cash I can right now.
He's got enough. He's probably fine. I would imagine he doesn't have to make another movie ever if he doesn't want to.
I suppose that's true, but don't deprive us of the joy of seeing you on the silver screen, Chris Hemsworth. You big hunk of man, you. Bonus story for you. And whatever you do, Chris, don't approach the TikTok Karen if you happen to see her in the parking lot of a Macy's, all right?
I'm literally shaking.
I know. I would be too if I saw Chris Hemsworth.
You know what? I wonder if a guy that looked like Chris Hemsworth had approached her, if she would have the same reaction.
Oh, absolutely not.
I'm just interested to know.
Absolutely not, you know? Good-looking people are always treated differently. There's no question about that. Bonus story for you. Britney Spears in the news again today.
Uh-oh.
Her husband says it's no big deal that they've both been photographed by paparazzo without wedding rings on. They were wearing rings, and now they're not wearing the rings. Also, she just went on a vacation in Mexico with her gal pals and not him, and he said she was just having some girl time. Nothing to see, nothing to be concerned with here. As our foremost Britney Spears authority, your thoughts?
I didn't know I was an expert on Britney Spears.
Well, you're a fan.
I think it's good that she went on
vacation. You follow her on Instagram.
Yes, I think it's good that she went on vacation with other people other than her husband, because all we ever see her doing is spinning by herself in little bikinis in her living room. Uh-huh. So I think this is a good thing. I don't know about the whole ring thing. I don't know. Uh-huh. We'll see what happens.
How would you feel about us not wearing rings and you going on vacation by yourself?
No,
right.
Never.
See, that'd be a sign of the apocalypse in our relationship. Yeah. So it's hard for me to conceive what's going on there.
I have no idea, but she's crazy as it is, so I don't know.
By the way, I don't know what he's so busy doing, but if you were sitting on the floor naked in the living room taping yourself, that's where I'd be. So I don't... I'd want to be a part of that, so I'm not sure what it is he's up to.
Aw, that was sweet in a weird way.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? That's the sweetest yet most uncomfortable thing you've ever said, and that is saying a lot for you. Number two, this is cool, the hoverboard from Back to the Future Part 2. You know the pink hoverboard that Michael J. Fox
ran? The actual hoverboard?
Yep, it's the prop from the movie. He's hitting the auction block this week. There's a big movie memorabilia auction that's going on out in Vegas this week. Other items up for sale include John Travolta's white suit from Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh my God, you get my suit and a hoverboard. Sandy, that's amazing. I don't know, rocking and rolling and spending money and stuff.
Anything to do the accent.
I wonder if these rich people, these famous people like a Travolta, would buy the suit himself.
Buy it back?
Yeah, because if it were me and I didn't have the opportunity and then it became a big famous thing, I would want to have it, you know? Like they always go up to Mark Hamill and say, do you get to keep the lightsaber from Star Wars?
Right.
And he says no, because they locked that stuff down. They were smart enough to realize that it would be merchandise and all of that, and they wouldn't want any actor to be able to have a piece of whatever. So I wonder.
Maybe if it meant something.
something to him, he would, but I don't know why the suit would.
I'm not much for technology, but I will tell you, if they have that thing with the wheels, the hoverboard. Grayson
they
has
call
one.
It a hoverboard.
Yeah, it's like a little scooter, right?
Right.
If they had the actual hoverboard like they do in the movie, I am going out day one. I don't care what it costs and buying myself one of those.
You are?
If I get myself a hoverboard or a jetpack, absolutely.
Well, they have jetpacks now. You can buy one of those
if
you're a billionaire.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I'm not, I'm not in the army or anything.
I'd love to see you jetpack it to work. It'd be so great.
Now, why is that? I would be I'd be an excellent jetpacker.
Be fantastic. It'd be like, so hey, good.
Look at this jetpacker. Look at this jetpacker. Run it into the TikTok Karen when I land. She's, hey, how you doing?
I'm literally shaking.
I know. Me too, ma'am.
Get the hell out of my car, old man.
Number one, let's do a little This Day in History. I want to say happy anniversary to the Mormons. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was organized in New York this day of 1830. I'm sorry. Somebody's at the door. Oh, my God. They're looking for donations. They're selling Bibles.
Oh, no.
Anniversary to the Hostess Twinkie. It debuted this day of 1930. And by the way, they say that the urban legend that they last forever on the shelf is not true. Mm. They have a shelf life of only about a month. Isn't that interesting?
Well, that's good. I think that's a good thing. That makes them more enticing.
And happy anniversary to Barney the Dinosaur. He debuted on PBS this day of 1992. Didn't you tell me that he's coming back pretty soon?
He's coming back in an animated series, though, not the live action.
I love you.
There he is. Happy birthday, Barney.
We're a happy family with a great hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
I'm literally shaking. I'm alone with my son by myself.
And there's a big giant purple dinosaur trying to kiss my kid. Ah! Jesus. What is wrong with people? Thursday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Miss Candace Cameron. Speaking of Mormons, isn't she a Mormon? I think she is.
No, I don't think she's a Mormon.
I thought she was one of those Jesus-y people.
She's a Christian. She's not a Mormon. Oh, all right. Different.
Anyway. Would you like to buy a Bible? No, I'm good. God bless you, but I'm good. She's 47 today. I'm going to get letters about that.
Probably.
Zach Braff is 48. Paul Rudd, the former sexiest man alive, 54. Mary Lou Henner, 71. She's one that's got the memory. She remembers dates and times her whole life.
Yes.
I think you've got that. You should meet her. Okay. John Ratzenberger, Cliff from Cheers. He's 76. Today's National Burrito Day, National Siamese Cat Day, National Student Athlete Day.
Oh.
And yes, it is National Twinkie Day.
Okay.
That shows you two different kinds of people. There's the people celebrating burritos and Twinkies, and the people who got their nice cat and go for a jog. Those are the two different kinds of Americans out there in the world. Got a call from Nick Palmer. I think I said farmer, but he says Nick Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't have a tipsier toddler. I'm going to come right out and tell you. It's a toddler story.
Yeah.
He said, but when I was a little kid, I took it upon myself to go into the kitchen, open up the fridge, have a little swig of orange juice after my cereal. I was a little thirsty.
Sure.
And he said, suddenly, within a moment, I felt as though I was going to fall down and pass out. I had a terrible headache. My legs felt wobbly. And he said, I said, well, what happened? My mom had a little bit of a penchant for screwdrivers, and she kept
whoops.
What do you call it? She kept it in the fridge.
Yeah. You get arrested for that kind of stuff now.
Today.
You can't just keep the screwdrivers out and pop. They got to be capped.
Dad said, just go lay down and don't tell your mother. Thank you, Nick. That's a pretty good story. I like
love that.
All right, I got a follow-up on something. This has been transpiring on the Boss social media pages. You might not have heard this on the air. You know what I'm about to tell you here? Have you checked in on this morning?
I have checked in on this morning.
Rochelle is one of the most competitive people I know and loves this. But it was actually Michelle who tells me yesterday that the radio station down in Trenton, Princeton, famous top 40 station, you'll know it, WPST, right?
Oh, yeah.
They get those people, the poor DJs, they don't just have to do their show. They got to go on and they got to write like newspaper blogs on the website.
Right.
And they wrote a story about how the Hamilton High School has been selected to open for Foreigner at PNC Bank Arts Center.
Wow.
This Labor Day weekend. Ross, you probably know this from reading the memos here. That was a promotion sponsored by Foreigner and 107.1 The Boss.
Right.
Because 107.1 The Boss is sponsoring. We're promoting. We're the presenting radio station for that concert with Loverboy and Foreigner. And they wrote the story about the high school, which is nice. I mean, it is a big deal for that high school's music program. program.
And that's great to promote the school.
Yeah, and the school is also getting $500 for the music program.
Yes.
And of course, you know, those are the first things that ever get cut out of school budgets. So we thought it was great when the band Foreigner came to us and said, you want to be a part of this. So we're very happy for all the entrants, including Hamilton, who were the winner and who will do a little opening a cappella song before Loverboy and Foreigner.
Wow. The Spartones.
Right, the Spartones of Hamilton. Yeah.
I love that name.
But they posted that they write this article on their website and put it on their social media. So we wrote a note from the Boss Facebook and just said, hey, thanks for letting your listeners know not only about how great this is for the school, but about what fun stuff we do at the Boss. Maybe you should do a live and local contest sometime.
Whoa.
This morning, deleted from their social media.
Wow.
But we got the screenshot and we put it on our social media just to show that somebody is not crossing the T's and dotting the I's over there.
Whoops.
At the WWPST radio.
They had to have known that it came. I don't know where else the story would have come from.
Right.
So they're just writing the story and just leaving out the radio station. And it's great. I think that the school should get some publicity because they are fantastic.
Sure. Yeah.
But it is weird for another station to write about a station's event and not...
They probably picked it up from a local newspaper and thought, oh,
I don't know.
We'll just write it up.
I don't know how that could be because we did send some press releases out to the papers and they covered it, but they mentioned
it mentions the station.
That we were doing it.
So
either
that
person was lazy and left us out of there because they were looking for something.
You know,
or they just didn't follow through and check all the details.
I do feel for those DJs there because I know that they have to write a ton of blogs on top of doing their actual job. And so they probably are just trying to find. I do feel for them because it's probably they're not journalists. They're DJs.
I know.
So that's a pain. I do get it, but it is funny.
This is like when you have the barista fly the airplane. Something is bound to go awry. You know what I'm saying? they're not pilots. They're baristas, for the love of God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us a little plug there on your socials.
Yeah.
Guys across the street. That was pretty funny. It's still up on our Facebook. We were at 107.1 The Boss. And a reminder today, one day only. It's a special. It's like a fire sale.
Mm-hmm.
Today is an Eagles free ticket Thursday with three chances to win tickets to go see the Eagles last chance tickets for tomorrow night at the Prudential Center. So you'll win your first pair after 9 and then Michelle have one at 1 and Van Dusen will have one this afternoon about 5. So three chances to win Eagles free ticket Thursday right here, baby. We're not kidding around, you know.
It's He Said.
Yes.
She Said.
And Ross's opinion, too.
With Robbie and Rochelle.
At least for this week, we love having him here. It's kind of, I think we've touched on something similar to this before, and it's interesting to me how people love discussing their maladies and issues. What is the dumbest way? And it doesn't have to be a serious injury, of course.
Yeah.
Just what's the dumbest way you've ever injured yourself? You ever hurt yourself? Everyone, oh, my God. You want me to start? I'll give you one.
Sure.
Rush, you want to take a look at this little scar I got going here? That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Now, for
you
a while...
Cut yourself?
I did, and for a while there, I would tell... Well, this one actually... See this little scar I got here?
Yeah.
This is from back in the day. We used to have to cut tape here at the radio station before we had the computers.
That's a razor blade.
You remember? Think about this. Think about. I can't believe OSHA never shut down, you know, radio, TV stations, movie companies back in the day. Because when you just had the tape before we had all the computers, and I caught the very tail end of that analog era when I was starting out in the early 90s. You had to take a razor blade, cut the tape apart, and then they had this little pencil where you'd mark where you cut, and then you put this piece of blue tape and and bring the tape back together. That was insane. That
you couldn't just use scissors.
I don't know. What's the reason for that? Why didn't we use scissors, Ross? That's a good...
Because the splicing block had malines where you had to use a...
Because was that fine...
measuring it?
It was that fine a slice, I think, was the deal. But anyway...
Those little paper cutters with the handle. Yeah.
No, that wouldn't work.
I was still in grade school when I started, so I mean, I certainly had no business with a straight razor blade.
Yeah, yeah.
So I cut up my hand here, but this one here, it kind of looks like that's what it is, and I try to play off like, oh, it's a war wound from working in the business, but there was a shop class I had to take when I was in the sixth grade, and I was holding I'm trying to think of what the material was. It was like a white piece of something or other, like some piece of, like a board, and I wasn't thinking about how thin it was, and I was holding it in my left hand and slicing with my right hand with an X-Acto knife, and I managed to cut my arm open, and I was too chicken to go to the hospital and get stitches.
Go to the nurse?
The school nurse gave me the little butterfly band-aids, and so it stopped the bleeding and kept it closed, but it healed really poorly, and so I got this ugly snake bubble on my arm.
Ew.
And that's what that's from, because I was just a dope. I didn't have any business at shop class or the radio station when I was a young kid. But how about you?
I hurt myself all the time in really dumb ways. But the one that really stands out, and this is so, so stupid. I have a habit of sitting in front of the TV and picking at my face with tweezers. I'll pluck my eyebrows and I don't know. I do it and That's just what I do. Well, I had a pair of tweezers, and I got up and went to get something to drink. And when I came back, the tweezers had fallen on the ground, and I didn't know it. And I stepped on them.
Oh.
And they impacted so far into the heel of my foot that I had to go to the hospital to have them removed. I still can't feel the bottom of my foot. I have nerve damage.
It's a good thing they didn't fall on the chair.
That would be even worse.
You would have never shake your booty the same way again.
It was just so stupid. Like, why? It was dark. I remember I was watching a movie. So the room is dark. I don't know why I ever thought that was a good idea to sit there and pick my face in. I'm using the flashlight on my phone to like look at my. It was so stupid.
Yeah, let's just point out you were an adult at this point. This is not something you did as a little kid. I mean, at least I was in the sixth grade when I cut myself. How about you? Anything come to mind?
No, not really. I mean, I have a bruise on my knee where I ran into a door one time.
But. Wow, after all these years, you hit it that hard that it's lasted?
Yeah, but that was when I was much younger, in high school.
Wait, you still have the bruise?
Yeah.
You must have hit that door pretty hard.
It never went away?
I can roll up my pants leg and show
you. Listen.
You've had a bruise for that long?
Well, it can't be a bruise. He must have a discoloration of the skin, right? Is it,
Yeah, it's like a little blue.
I hate to ask, but
I didn't know you could have a bruise that long.
Yeah, okay. See, you know what, in a way, and I don't mean to make it about me, but that makes me feel better, because I have discoloration on my ankle, because you remember, I was hit by a car about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and, luckily I wasn't seriously hurt, but I got a little bruise, because it knocked me over, and I hit my ankle on the cement after, and I still have a kind of a discoloration around my ankle. And she's like, you just need to moisturize. It's just cream. But I think it is from that. I think it's like a black and blue that never went away.
You can still walk okay, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was fine. But it is like it's a weird like black and blue that never went away.
I didn't know that that was a thing to have a bruise that long.
Well, now Rossi's got one, too, so I don't feel like such a mutant. Well, you know?
Fortunately, it's covered by my pants. I don't have to put anything on.
And please keep your pants on. Well, this is. I don't want HR coming in here, storming the show. What's the dumbest way, the strangest way, maybe, you've ever injured yourself, hurt yourself? Lines are open, 732-774-4444. You want to just text us? Bonus points, you want to send us a picture, as long as it's not X-rated. We wouldn't mind seeing that. 774-4444. Do it on Facebook. There it is. He said.
She said.
And yep, Ross says so, too.
107.1 The Boss. $5,000 in your hand.
How you doing?
How you doing?
All right. Is this for the money?
This is for the money. You're the 10th caller. Congratulations on getting through. Nice job there. Yes. Qualified for $5,000. $5,000 in your hand already. How about that?
Yes. Thank you. I've been trying so long.
Oh, my gosh. It's only been 3 weeks. Don't be dramatic, okay? We just started the contest. But I'm sure it feels that way.
I love you guys. I love you guys.
Well, we like you fine enough. What's your name?
Frank Tobacco.
Frank, where are you calling us from this morning?
From Action Auto Body.
Okay. You guys working already this morning?
Yeah, early.
Where is the Auto Body shop?
It's in Little Lake Harbor.
Okay, beautiful. Are you cranking 99.7 FM this morning?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for listening down there. We appreciate that. Let's fire up the free money.
Always listen.
Well, thank you.
You're
a good man, Frank. Let's fire up the free money machine. We'll get you some cash right now. Disposable income. Let's see here. Looks like $100 cash, Frank.
Great. I can use it.
All right. Enjoy the hundo spot. You're qualified for $5,000. Let everybody know who is Jersey's free money-o station.
107.1 The Boss.
Oh, that was so exciting. And on 99.7 if you're in Little Lake Harbor.
Yes.
Probably comes in a little better, and there ain't nothing. That's why it's there. So nice going, Frank. Meanwhile, just sent away with He Said.
She Said.
What is the dumbest way you've ever injured yourself? As a matter of fact, I was thinking, I had a little injury. I incurred a little injury just this morning, just hours ago, when I ingested extremely hot oatmeal. And wasn't expecting it. And I'm pretty sure I lost some of the lining of my esophagus.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said this morning at 4:30 in the morning. My esophagus is burning.
I said the lining of my esophagus had been eradicated, is what I said. I said it was,
Russ,
it was,
let me tell you, I made him the oatmeal this morning.
Yeah.
I made breakfast.
Yeah.
It was in the microwave for 45 seconds.
Yeah, we're talking instant oatmeal here.
45 seconds.
This is not like the one
doesn't
you...
It doesn't sound like it would be enough.
He
to
ran
really...
to the refrigerator with a glass of water. He's like, it's burning! I'm dying! I'm like, I'm not even awake right now. What is happening? Well, so dramatic.
I'll be getting my Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor next year.
I'm glad you're okay. It was 45 seconds.
Who said I'm okay? I'm not sure I am. I still feel a little discomfort.
You sound the same. I mean, it's not a problem.
You just never know when you're going to lose the lining of your esophagus.
I also want to know who just takes a huge scoop of oatmeal without, like, you test it on your lip, right, before you shove the whole thing in your mouth.
Really?
You just shove it in your mouth? You just assume it's the right
temperature?
I
think it's a dude thing. We just shovel it
really?
In.
Really?
Yeah. It's a male thing.
I would like soup. Do you do that? You don't like test it first? Take a little sip before shoving the whole spoonful
all right,
in your mouth?
Soup maybe, but oatmeal, you know, you figure what's going
to
happen?
I think it's fear of someone taking it away from us. We just want to shovel it in while we've got it. You know what I mean?
I would never put something hot in my mouth without like, you know, taking a little... Just feeling it first before putting a whole mouthful in. I don't know. I don't know.
That's women are much more careful of what they put in their mouth. You know
exactly. Hey-o!
Roger said, the stupidest thing I've ever done to injure myself was put an oven mitt on my left hand to grab the tray of cookies in the oven. Then I opened the oven and grabbed the tray with my other hand with no mitt on it.
Uh-oh. Pillsbury Doughboy doesn't tell you that's about to happen.
Ouch.
Oh, my
ouch.
Gosh.
Ugh. Stacy said, I hopped off a treadmill while it was running, hopped back on, and lost my footing. I smashed my face on the console, breaking my nose and flying off the back.
And I'm sorry to hear that, but I got to tell you, there's nothing more delightful to spend 5 minutes on Instagram just watching those little quick videos of people falling off of treadmills. It's hilarious.
It's such a fear of mine every time I'm on the treadmill because sometimes I'll go really hard and I can start to feel my legs get like jello. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, don't fall. Yeah. Text from 7671 said, I strained my rotator cuff stirring spaghetti.
What? I gotta get the rotator cuff surgery. I'm making the sauce all day, every day for you people.
Man,
let's go to line two.
Okay, I'm installing a bike tire on a rim. Now picture this. I'm using a screwdriver. The screwdriver slips, hits my upper lip, and misses my eye about 2 to 3 inches.
It's
right through my upper lip.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
You talk about an eyeball, it just makes you squirm in your seat, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I was more concerned about my lip, but I'm thinking to myself, that could have just easily taken my eye out, you know?
No question about it. Yikes.
Yeah.
Thank God it didn't.
Yeah, that's it.
You'd be walking around with an eye patch.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, Pirate Ray.
Arr. Pirate Ray, everybody. All right, what the dumbest way you've ever injured yourself? We'll grab a couple more. 732-774-4444. Lines open. You can also Facebook, he said.
She said.
Is in progress.
That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
I cracked myself up.
Okay.
I'm just going to stop now.
That's enough.
And Nor'easter Nick, I want to set one the boss.
That's just plenty. Dumb way that you managed to hurt yourself, to injure yourself. Right now, Rochelle is grimacing, so my guess is somebody either sent her something quiz-worthy or sent her a picture.
Yeah.
Who said if you wanted to text this boss, text Connect 774-4444. Bonus points for a picture, as long as it isn't X-rated.
Mm-hmm. Michelle said, when I was 12, I was on our back deck and jumped off into a metal rake that was lying with the stakes up. The stakes went right through my foot, and the pole of the rake came up and hit me and knocked me in the head and knocked me out.
Oh, my God. That's like a Looney Tunes situation.
Wow.
Man.
That's all the worst things that could happen all at once.
Wile E. Coyote.
Katie said, I was working for a cleaning company and I was at a customer's house and lost my balance when taking their vacuum back up downstairs when I was done with it. The vacuum didn't make it and I blew my ankle out. Oof.
Ankle's a bad one.
That's tough.
That's not a place you want an injury.
Especially if you clean houses for a living, because sure. Then you're just, I mean, what are you going to do? Text from 4309 said, I once popped my rib out of place, stretching to reach over the back of my SUV to strap my son's car seat buckle.
Now, how does that happen? How is it possible for your rib to pop out?
I don't know. I guess I'm trying to... I mean, you go far enough back. I know Grayson sometimes needs help with his buckle. I guess you go far enough back and you stretch. It could absolutely, if you have an SUV...
I'm trying to
that's
think of...
That's got to be so painful.
Because your arm is connected to your rib bone.
But if you're stretching or if it's like on the center console there, maybe if you were leaning up against the center console. Wow. I don't know. It sounds super painful, though.
You ever worry when you crack your neck or something, you twist your neck about...
Yeah, I don't like cracking my neck.
You're just wiggling your toes, just make sure everything still works. You
ever do that? Yeah. I like to crack all my bones except for my neck because that does freak me out.
Speaking of toes, I used to get, this is a little gross, but I used to get really bad ingrown toenails on my big toe.
Ew.
And so I go to the podiatrist, and I'm probably in high school at this point. And I don't know if they do this, if they still do this, he was the only guy that did this, but they lanced a little bit of the toe, and they put acid there, and it caused the nail only grew so far. So
acid?
It couldn't. They put a little acid.
For an ingrown toenail?
Yeah, so the nail wouldn't grow that far anymore, so it couldn't happen again.
Wow.
And that was fun, but he had to put so much...
It's not Novocaine, but what do they call
the numbing stuff?
Yeah,
the numbing stuff.
He put so much on my foot because they go and he goes, listen, you can feel a little bump and a little prick in your foot,
Then
it'll turn cold, and then that'll be it. And he did it, and he said, you know, you feel it? I said, yeah. And he said, I'm going to start lancing. So I said, whoa, it still hurts. He's like, all right, I'll put a little more. Four doses in before I didn't feel the discomfort anymore. But apparently, it went up into my leg all the way up to my thigh.
Right, because you really didn't need that much.
No.
You're just a baby when it comes to pain.
Yes,
and
that's true.
You had too much.
So could you walk?
Well, this is the thing. This is the dumb injury. So I did this probably 7:30 in the morning before school, or I missed the first period, whatever it was. And I get to school, and I remember walking down the stairs, and I was coming from class in the third floor to the first, and I'm wearing my big heavy backpack and all of that. And all of a sudden, I go to step on a step,
and
I had been, you know, like a little tingly from the Novocaine, whatever they call it. But then suddenly, the whole leg is just gone. Like, I just imagine, you know, like when your leg falls asleep, and you almost feel like you don't have your leg for a second there. It just was gone. And so I just went face first and tumbled down the stairs.
Oh, God.
I'm like, that's okay. Okay, that had same thing happen to me when I was older and not drunk, believe it or not, at the airport, where I accidentally, I was looking at the signs for where the ground transportation was. I accidentally went down the up escalator, and the same thing, just somersaulted all the way down. And both times I stood up to nobody in particular and went, I'm fine, I'm good, I'm okay.
That's the natural reaction when you fall, though, is if you are okay.
Nobody cares.
If you are okay.
But both times I tore up, you know, I got cuts on my knee and bruises and all of that. So talk about a dumb injury, huh?
It's not good.
All right, we'll keep that going all day on the Boss Text Connector on Facebook. The dumbest way you ever hurt yourself, injured yourself. Hopefully nothing's totally serious. What's that? Squeeze one more in.
Sorry, Terry just texted and said, I pushed a corn holder prong through my finger and it slipped.
Oh. Those little prongs that look like corn that you stick into corn, stab the corn, the corn husk.
Ouch.
Dumbest way you've ever injured yourself. 774-4444, Text Connect or Facebook. Thank you. Speaking of movies, today's the day, by the way, the Super Mario Brothers movie with Chris Pratt.
Oh, right.
Not doing a Mario voice that we all know and love. It'd be like if they made Mickey Mouse and Mickey's like, hey, how are you, Mickey? Like, we know what Mickey Mouse sounds like, you know what I mean?
It's going to be strange.
I don't know how that's going to do. Also, not a great day, at least in this area, to go to the movies because you got, some clouds and mid-70s up to 80 in South Jersey, so not bad. Not a bad day. Not a movie day. You want to be outside if you can, even though it's not, you know, bright sunshine still. Mid-70s for April? Come on. 58 right now at Boss HQ. Michelle has arrived. She's here on time today.
Yeah.
she gets songs from Huey Lewis. Journey, Alanis Morissette is coming up. More chances at the cash. Big cash. Up to $5,000 today. It is a Eagles free ticket Thursday. I want to say congrats again to Brian from Bridgewater. He just won a pair. She'll have another pair for you to win. Of course, we are back in the morning. Thirsty Thursday, 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Or tomorrow's Friday.
Today's
Thirsty Thursday.
Yes.
That's right. I keep
it's finally Friday.
I know. I don't know why I keep mixing up the two. I was thinking today was Friday.
I know. Yesterday you were like, wait, tomorrow's not Friday? I said, no.
Finally Friday tomorrow, bright and early 6 a.m. That means we'll have dumb crook news, the fun facts, the freak out to start the weekend officially. That's a good thing. We'll have more Collective Soul tickets. I'm told Mr. Leonard is checking in either tomorrow or Monday.
Okay.
We have comedian Sarah Silverman, who's going to be at the Basie.
Oh, very funny.
Be very funny. You should be with Jimmy Kimmel, if you remember. They had a little thingy. So we'll talk to her. She actually did a TV show that was based here in New Jersey.
Really?
It's called People of Jersey. I'm going to ask her about that, see what that was about, because I had never heard of it when I was looking at her biography.
Okay.
We'll get her on the line tomorrow morning, so it'll be a big day.